Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, Constellation, America's energy choice, and by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst.
Coming up on the big show, we'll talk Navy swimming with one of the most accomplished swimmers at the Naval Academy, senior Thomas Duvall. We'll talk basketball with Tom Lacey, the super sophomore out of New Jersey, has been a big factor in Navy's resurgence so far this year. We'll tell you about other things going on the yard, women's basketball with a week off as they get Holy Cross coming up at 4 o'clock on Saturday. There's tennis, track and field, and more, and we'll talk about it all coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
B-Dubs gets it. The big game's coming up, and you want to throw a party at home. Well, let them help you look like an MVP with B-Dubs Takeout. Simply give B-Dubs a call and place your pre-order today. For takeout only, 50 traditional wings for only $49.99. or 50 boneless wings for just $42.99. Offer valid for takeout only at participating Maryland locations. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Hey, when you pick up all the, let's see, Joe Lunardi on ESPN, Jerry Palm this week on CBS, and you look at their bracketology, who's the 16th seed? None other than the Navy midshipmen, and with Tom Lacey of the Navy men's basketball team. First, I know a disappointing Saturday. You all did not get to play at the Garden. As somebody who basically grew up in the shadows there of the Garden, had a lot of family that was going to be present. The disappointment, first, of not playing, but then what sparked you all to do the phantom layup line where those of you like yourself were hanging on the rim at least for a little while out there until they told everybody it's time to go?
It was just being in New York with all the guys that for about 3 months now, blood, sweat, and tears every day after day during practice. And we're in the mecca of basketball. Regardless if our game got canceled or not, it was something to experience. We've worked our butts off to get there. And just being with everyone, and it was still something to enjoy.
Why are you guys winning at the clip that you're winning? And let's face it, you can win. Everybody wins on their home court. Good teams win on their home court. Why have you all been so effective away from home?
We've taken this mantra. We call it Road Warriors. And it's just a way to get excited about playing away from home. And it's hard to go into anyone's building and really get after them, the refs, the atmosphere that anyone has in their home court, and we've made it kind of enjoyable to go in and kind of take that from. Again, we've just really bought in this Road Warriors thing, and it's worked for us. So
great rotation right now in the front court. You got two guys at the five, and Will and Ed who are playing terrific. you guys at the four, ultra competitive. I don't think people really, even though you don't necessarily see the minutes in the game, I don't think people really realize how deep that position is, especially in your practices right now. Mm-hmm. How much does that competition help you all get better? And obviously, you were the great game last Wednesday at Lehigh with 18 points.
Yeah, it's really, honestly, it's great. We got James Hemphill and George Kiernan at the four during practice, and they really get after Jason and myself. And really, just throughout the whole team, we have freshmen that play awesome during practice and really challenge everyone. I mean, Hassan Abdullah, Ryan Pearson, Nate Messer, and George Kiernan, they do a great job getting after the older guys, and we reap the benefits of it.
Does that competition in practice really help, and in many ways, almost improve that spirit in that locker room, because it means that everybody that's dressing is really getting involved and giving a great effort every day?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Like during practice, we go so hard, and obviously you've heard the saying, practice like we play, and we truly do, because during practice it gets chippy. We talk a lot to each other. We really get the competitive spirit going, and our practices are chippy.
For you and Jace, I mean, guys that did get some taste of what was going on last year, but probably not as much as you would like. Now, both of you are right in the thick of it. What has been the key for the improvement for you guys, where obviously now you're huge contributors?
We spent the entire year last year going up against Warren Smith, who was really just an unbelievable player, and that paid off a lot of benefits for us. But then again, we just worked hard during the offseason with the coaches. The coach did a really great job working on Jace with his shot. Joe, the strength and conditioning coach, did a great job of getting us bigger and ready to deal with the physicality. But again, it's really just in practice. We've been working hard and going hard against each other, and it's all paid off.
Obviously, a huge stretch of games coming up here with the cancellation last mm-hmm. week. How do you capsulize each game, make it important as you all start this stretch with American coming up on Wednesday night?
Coach D talks about it. He talks about every game being super important. Every game builds us towards our overall goal of winning the Patriot League and winning the Patriot League tournament and getting to the NCAA tournament. So we look at we take each game as it comes, and we look at it as that's the most important thing on our schedule, that one game right then and there.
You come out of a great area for basketball, that New York, New Jersey area. What was it about it, things at Seton Hall Prep, that got you prepared to obviously play basketball on the highest level college basketball has to offer?
Jersey is just, I like to think, best basketball state in the country. Maybe a little bias on my end, but we did in high school too. It was at Seton Hall. I had great players to play around, and that just, again, got me ready for playing here.
As you all progress now, can you all kind of get a taste and a sense of what you can accomplish if you all can keep your mind on the task game by game here? Can you all see that start to, that goal to win this thing coming to fruition here?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for us is just stay grounded. And again, like I said before, just take one game at a time.
Is that harder as an athlete, though? I mean, obviously playing at a high level in high school and here at college, everybody says that, but is that part hard to stay grounded? And because obviously it's not just you. It's got to mm-hmm. be 15, 16, 17 other guys that have to buy in. Is that a hard thing to do?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone has a dream. Our dream is to get to the NCAA tournament. To not look forward to that, especially after we've had a good season thus far, is very difficult. But we've done a great job of day after day in practice, keeping our nose to the grindstones, and just really working hard. And my coach in high school always said, little things make big things. And those small practices we have, those individual drills, we are continuing to work hard on. And that we're hoping by doing that, that'll bring us to our overall goal.
Speaking of big things, what's it like to play alongside the fellow Garden Stater, who has become the Secretary of the Interior there, mm-hmm. and Will Kelly, who's really become a block shot machine for you guys?
Yeah, well, he's self-proclaimed himself two nicknames, the Great Wall of Kelly and yeah, and the Sultan of SWAT. So, it's really a human eraser on the inside. If I make a mistake, or Tillman or anyone makes a mistake on defense, you got Will Kelly there to clean it up afterwards, and it just completely covers it up. It's a game changer, absolutely.
And, of course, he's got a third one if you follow him on Twitter, which is Ill Will Kelly as well. Appreciate you taking the time. I know we got big things coming up this week.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Tom Lacey joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we'll talk with Tom Duvall as we dabble into mid-swimming and diving with the Patriot League Championships coming up. Back with more in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine as we get to talk a little men's swimming with Thomas Duval and talking with your coach a couple of weeks ago as you all now get set for Patriot League championships coming up, amongst other things. What was the training camp like when you all came back to school? Because you all have a unique part of the schedule where you have part of it before the holiday break and the exam break, and then you pick up, obviously, with this second half of the schedule. What was that training camp like for you all getting back in the pool after a little bit of time off?
Yeah, it's definitely tough because going into training trip, we have exams first, and it's hard to balance exams and swimming going into that week break we got at home. And then we come back, and some people swim a little more than they should, and some people swim a little less than they should. So it's definitely tough getting back into the swing of things. We don't get the full break that most people do here, but it's great having the team atmosphere. Everyone's there for each other, and we, even though we're swimming a lot more than usual during that time, we don't really have anything else to stress about. It's pretty much just focus on swimming, rest, and getting everything you need to do the best you can during that training trip.
From day one since you've been here, the quality of people in your pool, how much has that helped you and you help others push each other in times like that? Because let's face it, there's a standard that has been set here by plenty of swimmers who have come before you. Mm-hmm. And I know no class wants to be that group that lets that standard down.
Definitely.
What has it been like to grow from the time you got here to the time to where you are now?
It's been great. Just the competitive atmosphere in general, swimming with my classmates and the team in general. Everyone's just striving to push each other to the best of their abilities. And we're constantly racing every day in the pool and pushing each other outside of the pool in the hall and academics and everything. So definitely setting that standard from day one. You look at the first class on the team and the upper class on the team when we first got here. And my class specifically, we got here and we were like, we want to be like that, like as quick as possible. So we've just been pushing each other and pushing everyone on the team. And I think it's really helped so far.
How unique is it? Because let's face it, in your sport, your chief enemy in many cases is the clock. That's the one thing that you can consistently measure yourself by. But yet at the same time, you can have the best day of your life in the pool from a clock standpoint. You can't control how maybe somebody else competes against you that day.
Exactly.
How do you balance that part of the competition? Because it's very unique to your sport.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. Some days you're racing the clock. Some days you're racing for those points. If it's a dual meet or a Patriot League or even NCAAs, that's what makes it tough sometimes, because you don't know if you, like you said, you go for a really good time and you get the time you're looking for, but you're still maybe not what place you want, or you didn't get qualified for a certain meet you wanted to get. So it's definitely tough, but I guess you just take it meet by meet and set your goals in advance and try to go through with that.
I know in a lot of sports, everybody talks about how you have to go hard every play, every minute of every game, and things of that nature. Is there a pace, though, that you have to set for yourself during the course of a swimming season to make sure that you don't necessarily burn out maybe before you get to the end of the journey?
Yeah, exactly. And that's tough for a lot of people, too, because the season is so long, and you really don't stop. You have the winter season, and as soon as you're finished with the collegiate season, you look towards nationals and things like that and qualifying for these other big meets. So it's definitely a tough thing where some people might burn out, but you really just need to take it day by day and week by week and be there with your teammates and focus on that one set or that one practice and getting through that and getting better in that sense, and looking forward to these big meets like Patriots and trying to qualify for NCAAs or Olympic trials and doing the best to represent the Naval Academy.
Let's go back to the Army meet for a minute. The electricity in the building that night, what was that like to compete in what was just an amazing environment?
Yeah, definitely. This meet here, Army-Navy, is one of my favorite meets I've ever had to been able to compete with. And that atmosphere with the midshipmen in the hall just coming and supporting us, having people like Rowdy Gaines come, who's a phenomenal person in the swimming world, coming and being so energetic and surprised at how well we're doing, not even just for a Navy-Army kind of thing, but at a national level or collegiate level as a whole. So that's just, it pumps us up so much, and and we just perform a lot better at that kind of meet.
How great was it to see him not only here? Because I mean, during your swimming career, I'm sure you've seen great swimmers along the way, heard from them at camps and clinics, maybe, and things of that nature. But to have Rowdy come in here and interact with you all the way that he did on the pool deck and during the competition, you know, reaching out to high five people as they went by in appreciation for the effort that you all were giving in the pool. Mm-hmm. As someone who's given, obviously, a lot of your life to this sport, to be able to interact with arguably one of the greatest of all time, what was that like to be able to have that interaction and share that with him on that occasion?
It's definitely great, and it's also a little stressful at first because you're like, wow. Some of these like big names are here watching us, and it's time for us to put up and do the best we can. But it's also great. You just got to have fun with it and enjoy the moment and be able to appreciate what's going on there. So
unique to your sport, maybe in terms of training, but how much does your diet change from what a normal diet would be in the off season to what you have to do to keep yourself obviously in peak physical condition in season?
It's definitely unique because we're doing a ton of cardio, and a lot of the time we're just going out and trying to eat as much as we can just to keep that energy up. Because once we do
a lot
those,
of peanut butter and jelly at King Hall.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to fit in those extra sandwiches at the end of the meals when things are running a little low. So it's just making sure you have a quick snack before practice, or you get that little extra during lunch just so you don't kind of burn out at the end of practice. So it's not really too much of a diet. It's just more so making sure you're getting enough calories and enough balance.
As you've continued to collect the hardware here during the course of your career, how have you been able to balance the expectations that you have for yourself to maintain that level of excellence that you've set and continue to build on each year here?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things I kind of struggled with last year, just coming off of such a great sophomore season. Last year, I was kind of the guy people were looking to beat, and I was kind of the guy people expected to set the bar in pretty much everything, whether it be practice or dual meets. And I did the best I could to be that guy, be that leader. And I kind of struggled a little bit at the end of the year, but I think I just had to take a step back and appreciate the moment and just be humble about it and go out there and do the best I can every time. And I think it's worked so far this year.
I know a lot of people talk about that, but at a place where leadership is obviously expected, it's demanded of you, is that hard to try and increase that leadership level? Because you can sit there and talk in the locker room about it and talk in practice about it, but having to go out and actually do it and then obviously take it to the level you have this year, is that harder to do? Because, I mean, let's face it, you know, you're a different athlete. You're a guy that does well at what you do, and there are expectations of mm-hmm. you constantly every day in the pool.
Yeah, definitely. With leadership, you can talk about it all day, and you can go to the classroom and you can learn about it and look at different things, but the bottom line is just your actions, going out there and being the guy that's leading the lanes of practice and throwing down the times where people are looking at you and they're like, wow, I want to do that, and I want to do just as well. And inspiring other people to put in that work too, and showing that like there's nothing different about me, and just like trying to go out there and do the same thing. So it's definitely challenging, and but it's a lot of fun too. So
what are you hoping for post grad here after the academy?
So I'm going to be around here for the summer, training a little bit. I might go to Olympic trials mm-hmm. like that, like I said. Just looking to help with the swim team a little bit after, put in a little bit of what, give back a little bit to the team that have been here for the past 4 years. So it's my plan so far this summer, at least.
All right. Appreciate you taking the time for us, and best of luck with what remains of your season here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Navy swimmer Thomas Duval, when you go to his page at NavySports.com, your one-stop shop for all the information about all 33 varsity sports and all the athletes at the Naval Academy. It's a pretty impressive list for those of you who've never dabbled into swimming. Just go see what he is all about. And obviously his performance at the Army-Navy meet electric back in the fall. And of course, Patriot League Championships coming up in the month of February. Come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far. So we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Games end. Protecting our freedom doesn't. That's why Northrop Grumman proudly supports the men and women who serve our country 24/7. As a leader in unmanned systems, cyber, C4ISR, and logistics, our solutions empower the military to perform at the highest levels, whether for combat, peacekeeping operations, or humanitarian efforts. That's the value of performance. Northrop Grumman.
Knowledge can prepare students for a successful future. At BB&T, we encourage the pursuit of knowledge on and off the field. Because when students participate in sports, they learn important things. The benefits of teamwork. The power of preparation. That's why we're a proud sponsor of high school and college athletics. And why we offer banking programs designed just for students. So they can start moving in a brighter financial direction today. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Hey, the Navy men's lacrosse team and the women's lacrosse team getting ready to get their seasons underway. Men with a scrimmage this week at Ohio State, doing well, winning it by a score of 13-9. And if this team gets anywhere above 10 in goals, defense is going to be good enough. Chris Fennell named the Patriot League preseason defensive player of the year. Team picked second behind Loyola in the preseason standings. Loyola's women predicted to win as well, with Navy finishing second in the preseason poll there. So obviously for the mids, some big things expected here in the upcoming spring season. Our sports magazine is presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal is a proud supporter of Navy athletics. When we come back, we'll tell you what's happening on the yard this weekend. A lot of activities, including women's basketball against Holy Cross at Alumni Hall. We'll tell you what else is happening when we return on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. I'm Pete Medhurst, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Men's swimming versus Penn State and Columbia, 2 p.m. on Friday, and then women's swimming at the Navy Invite, noon on Saturday, over at the great facility at Lejeune Hall. Admission is free. Women's tennis in action versus Georgetown at 2 p.m. on Friday, St. Joe's at 5 on Saturday, and Villanova at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Men's tennis takes on Georgetown at 7 p.m. on Friday versus Howard at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, and St. Joe's at 1:30 on Saturday as well at the Toast Family Tennis Center. Admission is free. Men's track, the Wesley Brown Invitational, gets underway at 9:30 a.m., and all the admission there is free throughout the day. Men's gymnastics and the Navy Open at 2 p.m. at McDonough Hall. Admission is free there. And women's basketball versus Holy Cross at Alumni Hall. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under. You can purchase them online at NavySports.com or by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or pick them up at the box office on the day of the game. We appreciate you joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll be at Holy Cross on Saturday for a 1 o'clock tip between the Mids and the Holy Cross Crusaders from Worcester. We'll be on the air at 12:45 for all the action. Second place Mids taking on Holy Cross. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance, and we'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.